If you can believe. These words came from Jesus talking to a man. Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. There was a certain man that had a demonized son. When the spirit would take him, he would tear him so the son would foam at the mouth and grind his teeth. The boy was wasting away. He was dying. The demon wouldn't let him eat, take care of himself. Jesus and a few of the disciples had gone up on a mountain that would be known as the Mount of Transfiguration. The other disciples were down there at the bottom, and the man found them and he found those disciples, and so he told them the problem, and he said, I know Jesus does this, would you cast out the demon? And it wasn't working. The father began with faith and high hopes. Well, I don't know how far they traveled to get there. But now he doubted that anything could be done. The disciples had tried to heal his child, but could not. This is why when he came to Jesus, when Jesus actually came down from the mountain, he said, if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. That's not a good way to begin with Jesus, is it? If thou canst do anything. Jesus didn't rebuke him. He understood the lack of faith. And he was going to rebuke his disciples for lack of faith. Weren't able to heal the boy. But he recognized the if. And then he put the if in the correct place. It's not if I, it's if you. Our text verse, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now the man's trust was strengthened, but not completely. I often have thought of this answer that this poor man gave. His faith had been kind of dashed. He had come to the right place, talked to the wrong people. And he says this, verse 24, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. I believe while I'm not believing. Part of me believes, part of me does not. I don't see how it'd be possible, but I want to believe. Can you help me with that? I think we need to learn this lesson. When we, like this man, put an if in our request to God, we jeopardize our entire prayer. Remember the high Jewish ranking guy, synagogue guy, that came and said, my daughter, 12 years old, is dying. She's at the point of death. Would you come? She's just 12 years old. On the way there, the woman with the issue of blood touches him. He stops the whole parade and deals with her. And with that lack of time, as they approach the house, people come out of the house and they said, your daughter has died. Don't trouble the master anymore. We don't need him because the girl is beyond help now. They don't know, this is Luke 8 or 9, back in 7, he had raised the guy, the widow's son who was being carried to the sepulcher. The dead body was being carried, already been wrapped up. He raised him from the stretcher, the bier. We don't use that term with us. So. I've seen people raised up out of their beer, but it wasn't a pretty sight. We say, if you can help me, if you can give me grace to overcome temptation, if you can give me forgiveness, if you can make me successful, no, don't do that. Put the if in the right place. If I can believe, he both can and will. The great task you and I have tonight is to ask great and mighty things of God, things that we couldn't expect any human to do, to understand things that no human necessarily would understand. And we can't say, if you can do it, if it is possible. The angel was to say to Mary, all things are possible with God. Nothing is impossible with him. So I say to you, if you can confidently trust that all things are possible for Christ, so shall all things be possible for you. You say, all things? Well, Martha was asking Jesus about her dead brother Lazarus. She says, but I know even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask, God will give it thee. And he did. He raised him from the dead. In accordance to Christ's own promise to his own. Listen to his words. John 14:12-14. Verily, verily, truly, truly. Verily, this is the word amen. When it comes at the front, they translate it verily. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. He knew that when that happened, then the Holy Spirit would come. And whatsoever, that's a lot, isn't it? Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. There is no boundary on this, you see. There is no limit when we're asking God. So faith honors the grace of the omnipotent God and clothes itself with God's glorious might. All things without limit are possible to him who believes. I want you to ask, my soul, can I believe my Lord tonight? If you can believe.